Jane Austen's fifth novel is a comedy of manners that satirizes middle-class English lifestyle of the early 1800s. It tells the story of Emma Woodhouse, a beautiful, confident young woman who has decided she never wants to get married. Unlike most women at the time, Emma doesn't need to be dependent on a husband because she has a lot of money of her own. But despite her personal opposition to marriage, she loves trying to matchmake for her friends.
Human nature is so well disposed towards those who are in interesting situations that a young person who either marries or dies is sure of being kindly spoken of.
Unfortunately, her advice on relationships often leads to misunderstandings and hurts the people she loves the most. Emma is so busy trying to organize marriages for other people that she doesn't notice she has an admirer of her own, her good friend, Mr. Knightley. Emma Woodhouse is one of Jane Austen's best-known characters. She has many positive qualities. She's witty and sociable, devoted to her elderly father, and concerned for her friend Harriet. But Emma has many flaws, too. She's a snob about class, which leads her to give Harriet some terrible advice. And she doesn't stop to think how her words might hurt people. Perhaps it is Emma's good fortune that makes her unable to empathize with people who are less fortunate.
Emma Woodhouse, handsome, clever, and rich, with a comfortable home and happy disposition, seemed to unite some of the best blessings of existence, and had lived nearly 21 years in the world with very little to distress or vex her. She was the youngest of the two daughters of a most affectionate, indulgent father, and had, in consequence of her sister's marriage, been mistress of his house from a very early period.
Social class is an important theme in this novel, as in all Austen's work. When Harriet receives an offer of marriage from the respectable and kind farmer, Robert Martin, Emma tells her to reject him because his position in society is too low.
"We will not be parted. A woman is not to marry a man merely because she is asked or because he is attached to her and can write a tolerable letter."
Instead, Emma persuades Harriet that she should aim to marry Mr. Elton, the vicar, who has a higher social status. The plan ends in disaster. The novel's humor comes from Austen's detailed observation of everyday life and some very amusing characters. There is Miss Bates, the neighbor who never stops talking, the awful Mrs. Elton, who is always boasting about the size of her brother-in-law's house, and Mr. Woodhouse, Emma's father, who is terrified of people getting ill. Here, Mr. Woodhouse warns a guest to take great care with what she eats.
"Mrs. Bates, let me propose your venturing on one of these eggs. An egg, boiled very soft, is not unwholesome. You need not be afraid. They are very small, you see. One of our small eggs will not hurt you."
Life for middle-class women of the period was pretty boring, and Austen captures this in her novels. Emma spends most of her time at home, embroidering, painting, or receiving visits from neighbors. There are a few social highlights in the novel, a picnic, a dinner, a ball, but in general, Emma is bored by the limited social possibilities of the village where she lives. This is why she amuses herself by matchmaking, although she knows it's dangerous.
"The first error and the worst lay at her door. It was foolish. It was wrong to take so active a part in bringing any two people together. It was adventuring too far, assuming too much, making light of what ought to be serious, a trick of what ought to be simple."
Over 200 years after it was written, Emma is still a great read. It's been adapted for cinema and TV many times, including the 1996 film starring Gwyneth Paltrow as Emma, and the latest film version starring Anya Taylor-Joy. The 1996 movie Clueless about matchmaking in an American high school is also based on the novel.